Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Telling Russia, niet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. is suspending a nuclear arms treaty that dates back to the Cold War, and in 6 months, Secretary of State Pompeo might terminate it.
Russia's violation puts millions of Europeans and Americans at greater risk. It aims to put the United States at a military disadvantage.
Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The American withdrawal from the INF treaty has been expected for months following questions over Russian compliance with the deal. The treaty, in effect since 1987, bans an entire class of weapons, ground-launched cruise missiles with a range of between 310 and 3,100 miles. Russia denies that it has been in violation. The president, in a statement, saying, "Our NATO allies fully support us because they understand the threat posed by Russia's violation and the risks to arms control posed by ignoring treaty violations." Dave?
John, President Trump just tweeted that he inherited a mess in Syria and Afghanistan, unlimited spending and death, and these wars must finally end. This is the day after his fellow Republicans in the Senate passed a resolution opposing his plan for withdrawing U.S. troops. A lot of Americans found work last month. Fox's Jenny Casola details the Just Out report live.
Dave, there were 304,000 new jobs created last month, many more than expected. Americans were making a little more money. Wages over the past year have gone up 3.2%. The unemployment rate rose to 4%. The Labor Department says the government shutdown had no discernible impact on net hiring, but it did contribute to the higher jobless rate. Job growth in December was revised lower by 90,000. Dave?
Jenny, another senator wants to be president. Cory Booker announced in a video a short time ago he's running.
Together, we will channel our common pain back into our common purpose. Together, America, we will rise.
Booker joins several other Democratic senators also in the race, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, and Elizabeth Warren. This is Fox News.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security, to look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock detects threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year.
President Trump repeats it over and over.
We need a border wall.
And he says the House Speaker will someday beg for a wall. But he tells the New York Times he can no longer get along with Nancy Pelosi anymore. She insists they still will not agree to wall funding 2 weeks before a deadline to find a compromise.
The president has attacked Republicans in frustration who are on a congressional committee trying to negotiate a deal, suggesting they are wasting their time. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar from a border state told Fox's Neil Cavuto he's not sold on that border wall.
I will look at what are the threat assessments so we can address that issue. I have not voted. You know, I really think the wall is a 14th century solution.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
It is a little warmer in the northern U.S. if 9 degrees can be called warm in Chicago. Yesterday it was more than 20 below. Monday it'll be up into the 50s.
The big issue right now is burst pipes. When the weather gets super cold, you'll get a plug of ice in the pipe, and that's what expands and breaks the pipe. And then when it starts to get warmer, it melts and water shoots all over the place. So plumbers are doing double duty right now.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. In parts of Minnesota, though, it still feels like 30 to 40 below zero. This is a historic day. Girls can now be Boy Scouts.
For the first time in the Boy Scouts of America's 109-year history, girls will be allowed to join, the latest in a series of moves by the group to make it more inclusive. The Boy Scouts lifted its ban on gay scouts in 2013, gay leaders in 2015, and transgender youth in 2017.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Again, the new jobs report showed more hiring than expected in January, with about 304,000 people finding work. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4%, and Wall Street may like this report. Dow futures ahead of the opening bell in 25 minutes are up about 70 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One person was hospitalized after an early Thursday morning house fire just north of Urbana. The residents of the home in the 400 block of Beeson Road were displaced. A garage was fully engulfed in flames when crews got to the scene. A man broke a window to help a woman who was trapped in a basement. He was taken to a hospital with minor burns and cuts to his hands. A 30-year-old Champaign man who was accused of using a belt to discipline a child has been charged with aggravated battery to a child under age 13. Pasquale Simon Simon is charged. The child apparently got in trouble on Monday for throwing a chair at school, then reportedly did the same thing at home. That's what prompted the man to hold the child down with his foot and hit the child 10 times with a belt. A teacher at a Champaign school notified police. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
Check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got partly sunny conditions expected today with a high 30, low 24. Some fog issues late tonight into tomorrow morning. High 43 expected tomorrow, down to 37. Partly cloudy on Sunday as you go watch the Super Bowl somewhere, perhaps, or just stay at home. We've got a low 44 on Sunday evening. 30% chance of rain late, bumps up to a 50% chance of precipitation. Breezy on Monday, back to work with a high 68. That's so great.
It is really, really. That's
when we think of minus 17 on Wednesday.
Well, minus 44 is the feel.
Right.
And so 44 and 65, that's how much of a swing we're having.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
15 now on ESPN 93.5.
Maybe I feel like the far left, that Donald Trump isn't the legitimate president. Maybe that's how I feel about the Rams. They're not the legitimate representative of the NFC. Maybe that's it. Maybe there needs to be a Robert Mueller investigation and drag that thing out.
Okay.
The judge said no to a redo, though, Saints and Rams, so
uh-huh.
I was kind of hoping that was going to work.
Right, still a little salty.
No, I'm a lot salty.
Okay.
Just my issues.
Yeah, people have been texting in about that at 359-2255, so it'll be, you know, Rams and Patriots.
Yeah, are they texting in that I'm too salty?
Right, that you should probably let it go.
Yeah, I think that's right, but if it happened to your team, that's all I'm saying.
I know.
Because if you're saying get over it, then when it happens to your favorite team, see how you like it. I'm just kidding. I get over it. That's fine. I'll have it on. I just don't care. Ladies and gentlemen, every month we spotlight somebody special in law enforcement. This month, Officer Dan Ward, U.S. Marine Corps Military Police, K-9 handler, 15-year veteran of the Champaign Police Department, hostage negotiation unit member for 10 years, team leader for the last five. He's been married 19 years, has three beautiful children. He's a marathon runner. How many have you done?
Five.
Mm. That's a lot of marathons.
Man, you got a lot of credentials here, Dan Ward.
Do you run locally for ours in April?
Actually, I will this year. Usually, I run in the fall. Because it's more fun to train in the summer than it is over the winter. But
good
this
point.
Year I'll be running here in the spring.
And so what will you put in 24?
Your longest run before the race is 20 miles. But you'll run 3-4 times a week, and then your longest week is somewhere around 30-35 miles for the week. So
that's just a lot of miles.
It is, and it's not so much about ability. It's just whether you put the time in. If anybody puts the time in and you stay healthy through those training runs, you'll do it. You'll do fine.
So Janet and I, my wife and I, ran a marathon in 1992. Does that make me a marathoner?
Did you finish?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
I feel it.
You want to share the story about the kid who passed you?
No. We ran the Chicago Marathon. The longest run we'd had was 16. And it was a three-month course where we didn't train enough probably. Yeah, but I never believed in the 18-mile wall.
Oh, it's there.
Oh, no, 20-mile wall. 20-mile wall.
Mine
was 18. And she's talking about the picture of the 80-year-old man that passed me at mile 18. And I said, it doesn't affect me. I'm good. Anyway, we finished, but it was hard.
It is.
It's a long run. And so what will you put in? It was 4 hours and 40 minutes and 4 seconds for both my wife and I. How fast will you run a marathon?
My last one was 53.
So you're breaking 4 hours,
Yeah, that's my goal.
30-something years old.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you look 30-something years.
I'm 44.
Okay. Oh, man.
Dang it.
That's what running does for you,
it
man.
It does. Keep
Dan,
you young.
Dan Ward is our law enforcement official of the month. I got to ask you, hostage negotiations, how many times does that happen in our area?
So my team goes out on all warrants, one of us at least, and then we have between 2 and 3 critical incidents a year. Just this last week, spent 2 hours on the phone with a guy who was a military veteran, PTSD, went through some tough stuff, and spent 2 hours on the phone to be able to get him out of his house without him hurting himself.
Good work, because you could empathize. You've done this. You were there with him, right? I mean, you could talk the language.
Yeah, and that's what the thought was putting me on, because normally I don't get to talk anymore. Normally I'm in charge of my guys and gals. But on this one, I was a veteran, so I talked to him. And honestly, it came up a little bit, but it wasn't about that. It was just about somebody to listen to, somebody who just was okay being there with him right where he was at, being okay with it. You had the gun in your mouth 3 times in the last 12 hours. That sucks, and I'm sorry you were there. So it's just about getting somebody to listen to you, and hopefully at the end of whatever, they'll know you care enough to do hopefully what you're asking.
But how do you not get involved in that? How do you not follow up? How do you not become a friend of a guy like that?
Oh, you do. He's got my number. When he gets out, he's going to give me a call. We're going to do breakfast.
Wow.
As long as he's doing well. But right, he should be. And you can't not get involved. It's just part of the job.
Yeah. Dan Ward, he's our law enforcement official of the month. Why do you do it?
There's the public answer, and then there's the private answer. This time I'll give you
We want the private answer. That's the good stuff, man.
So, first of all, I think it's a calling. I think I was made to do this. But, you know, my Savior died for me. He sent his son to die on the cross for me. And what more can I do than to serve my public? So, honestly, when I started this 15 years ago, I didn't expect, I sort of like, maybe I won't live through this career. Mm. 15 years later, I'm still here doing it every day, so that's
and good. Your family has gotten used to the dangers that law enforcement faces every day?
Oh, I am as safe as I can be. Yeah. We have a good police department here.
Yeah. There's just more shootings in Champaign than ever. I mean, we got an issue with gang-related violence, retaliation stuff, people that don't talk and give you information. It's noticeable.
Yeah, the shootings are up. The last few years, I think the most disturbing, there's going to be shootings, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, but the culture where you don't talk to the police unless a child gets hurt is ridiculous, and we could solve every crime here in a few days if folks would just be willing to come forward, and that's the sad part.
Why don't they share?
It's a culture of, well, to coin the phrase, you know, snitches get stitches, you don't talk to the police. It's a horrible culture, and it just breeds more violence.
So what can I do as a citizen of this town? Just if you see something, say something kind of thing?
Sure. And, you know, with my kids, it comes down to parenting. We have a lot of single parents who are doing everything they can just to make ends meet. And it's hard to keep an eye on your kid 24 hours a day. So I think if you see something in your kids, and I've told this to Mike's son, who's now 13. If you do something that you do wrong, you're going to be held accountable for it. Yeah. And if that is me dragging you wherever I need to drag you to make it right, it's going to happen. And that culture needs to be reinforced instead of
some guidance.
Yes.
Some discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Some things.
Consequences.
And there's anonymous ways to report crimes with the tips line, which is great. And if that's all you can do, if you can't come forward, but you can call into the tips line, do that.
Dan Ward, law enforcement official of the month, a few more minutes. Champaign Police Department, we tip our cap to you. We know the dangers that you face every day. We appreciate that. Has it gotten any better out there, or is still plenty of disrespect for law enforcement? And some of the incidents around the country with shootings at police officers, it's egregious to me. I just don't think as a society we ought to tolerate it. There should be incredibly stiff penalties for pointing a gun at law enforcement. You're battling that every day.
Yeah, so 2018 we had 150 officers die in the line of duty. 52 of those were due to direct gunfire. This year we're up to 10 already. So, yeah, it's not a thing that gives you much hope in how where things are going. But in our community, and that is the minority. That's like 0.001%. So, you know, we hear from a lot of really good folks who really appreciate what we do, and they'll stop you on the road, and you're thinking, oh, I'm getting out with somebody who needs something, and they're just there to shake your hand and tell you thank you, and that means a lot.
So. Dan Ward, are we seeing less qualified people apply? Are the people not wanting to become officers of the law?
I have no idea. So I train new officers. The guys I see that are coming through now are really, really good quality people. So I don't know how to answer that. The ones we're getting and we're hiring, really, really good quality. I've been really impressed the last 5, 10 years. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, good. Because if it's all you're seeing is training, you don't see the number of apps and all these things that come in and stuff.
Right.
It's good because I had somebody on yesterday that said, hey, we're losing the quality of the numbers and all these other things. I don't know that. And he said that. I didn't know if you'd heard about that or anything. Well, you're doing good work, obviously, because you're here. You're our featured guy. Dan Ward is the man. We appreciate what you're doing. You're obviously a great guy. We thank you for what you're doing. You know, how long does a guy do this work?
So in 5 years, I can retire.
And then what? Radio show. It's the Dan Ward Show.
No, probably not. But I hope to be working for a while. I enjoy this job. I don't know. I'd say if I'm healthy and still having fun, do it forever. But I don't think that's realistic. So we'll see.
You got the support, people around you, your family, your coworkers are great.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. And I love this job.
It's awesome.
It's there's nothing better than chasing somebody down and catching them and or for whatever, something small, something big. It's fun.
You're helping keep the calm and the peace.
Yeah, and do what we're expected to be do. You know, we're the police. We're when things aren't good, when things are bad, when things are dangerous, we're supposed to come and bring calm and fix as much as we can. And it's nice to be able to do that a little bit each day.
And I'm a Second Amendment guy, but I've got to tell you, I liked walking around Asia knowing nobody had a gun. I mean, I understand it's authoritarian and communist and all these other things, and people with the guns can smoosh me. But, man, it felt pretty good. And you guys don't have that luxury. You're walking around and everybody could have a gun. It's a different dynamic when you're a police officer.
Sure, sure. And we had concealed carry start a few years ago. Honestly, I have not had one bad incident in regards to it.
So. Well, if you're going through all of it and you train the law, folks that respect the law that have the guns, that's great. I don't care.
Yes.
But it's the illegal weapons that are out there, and there's a bazillion illegal weapons that are out there.
Yep.
So that's the problem. It's not the responsible gun owners. It's the folks that just get a .44 Magnum when they're 14 years old.
Yes.
So no amount of money would get you to transfer to the city of Chicago?
No, it would not.
Okay, just checking. Dan, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for all you do keeping us safe. Dan Ward, Law Enforcement Official of the Month, 15-year veteran of the Champaign Police Department, Crisis Intervention Team Leader, Field Training Officer, a good guy. Dan Ward, ESPN 93.5.
Steel Showroom Top Designer Shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
At Flooring Surfaces, you'll find the right floor for your home, office, or construction project in a beautiful showroom filled with the latest fashions in flooring. And right now, you can save 30, 40, even 50% off closeout and overstock floors, like beautiful hardwoods, soft carpets, and amazing porcelain tiles. With dozens of items on sale now, it's easy to see why the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces.
Flooring Surfaces.
You know what? It's Friday. We're getting closer to Valentine's Day. Would you like to send some flowers to somebody special? Does somebody need a lift? Is somebody in your life a little down? Or maybe they're up. Maybe it's celebratory. Maybe it's sad. Whatever it might be, Ron Bailey, the Blossom Basket, would like to give away some flowers on your behalf. If you've got somebody on your heart today, somebody you're thinking about, somebody that really needs a boost, why don't you text in 359-2255, tell me about it briefly, and we'll award somebody here in the next half hour from Ron Bailey at the Blossom Basket Floors. So text in anybody you think would really enjoy flowers for free from the Blossom Basket Floors. Give me a quick text now, 359-2255.
We've got a high today of 39, down to around 24 tonight, 43 the high tomorrow, down to 37, 60 by Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 16, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, there were 304,000 new jobs created last month, many more than expected, even though the month included the partial government shutdown. Americans were making a little more money. Wages over the past year have gone up 3.2%. That was forecast. The unemployment rate rose to 4%. The Labor Department says the government shutdown had no discernible impact on net hiring, but it did contribute to the higher jobless rate. Facebook's earnings came in much stronger than forecast. Amazon reported a record holiday quarter, but its sales forecast is weaker than Wall Street expected. Tesla has started taking orders in China for its less expensive Model 3 car. Tesla is currently importing all the cars it sells in China, but it is in the process of building a factory in Shanghai. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
It is tonight. See you at home, box dwellers,
and
tonight.
We've got a record amount of box dwellers, awesome. 300 plus. The hub, the headquarters, is Orpheum Children's Science Museum. So Butch at Surf Pro had texted in that there might be some congestion. But it's all to give for our homeless community. And the goal, $250,000. If you wanted to go to Orpheum Children's Science Museum from 6:30 to 10, they have people working in the community that deal with these issues that are speaking for like 20 minutes at a time. We also have an 80-minute video, Phoenix Hope is Rising, at 10 p.m., midnight, 2 a.m., and 4 a.m.,
oh, okay.
Since this event is from 6 p.m. tonight through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And they have how many box dwellers?
300.
Wow.
Champaign County Association of Realtors especially stepping up. I was visiting with Eric Porter. His daughter, Bailey, is involved with See You at Home, and they're one of the many people that are offering folks, I believe, 100 box dwellers from them alone, various realtors
awesome.
In town.
Awesome.
And since they work in the home business, why not step up in this organization? SeeYouAtHome.us for details.
All right, looking for somebody to give a free bouquet of flowers to. It's kind of a big old arrangement. These are really nice flowers, and Ron really put some effort into it to make this special. If you have somebody you would like to nominate for a free bunch of flowers, text in now, 359-2255, just a sentence or two. About somebody you're thinking about that say, man, a bunch of flowers today for that person would be perfect timing. Why don't you let me know? We're going to decide here in the next 15 minutes. So if you want to text it in now, 359-2255 for free flowers in the Blossom Basket Florist.
Getting some interesting stories about being cooped up all week and dealing with those issues.
Now, you say, boy, I get a day at home, and then all of a sudden you start going, man, I need to get out. My dogs didn't get a walk for 2 days.
Right.
And they were having issues at 1:30 in the morning arguing over a bone.
Uh-huh.
I had to get up and have a family meeting.
They get stir crazy, too.
Well, they do. And so people, obviously. So anyway, text in 359-2255. If you've got somebody that would love a beautiful arrangement from the Blossom Basket Floors.
You know, and I think about my husband, Mike Anderson, filling up all the vehicles and, you know, just making sure the pipes were good, putting a heater on certain areas of the house that needed it because the furnace wasn't keeping up. 54 degrees in a few different rooms in our home.
Wow, that's cold.
I know.
30-second spots during the 2019 Super Bowl, selling for $5 million, which is close to the same as ads were last year. Super Bowl will be broadcast on CBS from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta, Georgia, on Sunday. Halftime entertainment headliner Maroon 5 had a bit of a hard time finding a replacement after several artists turned down offers. Just before Christmas, it was announced that Travis Scott will join Maroon 5 during the halftime show. If you're like most people on Sunday, you're going to be in front of a screen watching Super 53. But what will you be most excited to see? Some people watch the big game for football. Others watch the Super Bowl for halftime. Some watch them for commercials. Advertising analyst Elliot Mann on what you're going to see on the commercials coming up.
Radio.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
New England Patriots dynasty, its current run, is the greatest football dynasty of all time. And you need to start talking about other sports now. You need to talk about the Chicago Bulls of the 90s and the Celtics of the 60s. Hell, they're better than those. You want to get a real debate going? The only one to be had is the New England Patriots against the New York Yankees. Pick your era, pick your decade. Those things are established. 6-3 or 5-4. It doesn't sway. In fact, a Super Bowl loss to the New England Patriots will do one thing and one thing only. Not affect their legacy, not affect how we view Brady or how we view Belichick, not affect how we view the franchise or the dynasty. It will do one thing and one thing only. It will give ammo to haters. And haters didn't need ammo in the first place.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Twin Pack or 2 single packs purchased on the same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's Matthew McKinney. He's our law enforcement official of the month. You're not the bad guys. You're trying to help. I would think a domestic would be an awful thing to go in on because you don't know. There's a lot of variables there with alcohol and drugs and history and all these. How do you even navigate something like that?
Yeah, it is. Those are sometimes the most difficult calls because there's so much, you know, passion involved in those situations and there's so many deep-rooted things going on that we a lot of times have no understanding of. And so you got to kind of come in with some compassion, some understanding, yeah, and some patience.
Several years ago, I thought it got pretty particularly rough for the respect for police. Has it improved at all since maybe two and a half years ago?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a pendulum effect. I think things always kind of go back and forth. You know, there were times when it was really rough. I think it's gotten better. There's times where people don't like what we do, and we understand that. We didn't sign up for this job to make friends necessarily. We know there's a job to do, and we've got to do it. But it's nice when people respect and appreciate what we're doing and understand that it has to get done sometimes.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.
Earn money fast in the new year with the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul from UICCU, and we're kickstarting 2019 by giving you $250 to use how you'd like in 2019. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Visit uofi.org or stop into one of our branches to learn more. This is a limited-time offer. So what are you waiting for? Because $250 cash is waiting for you. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Start the year with more money in your pocket from the U of I Community Credit Union.
So, Doritos is usually a biggie for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually always there, and they buy multiple, so they spend $10-20 million.
Mm-hmm.
And is Budweiser still a thing?
With
Clydesdales, mm-hmm, and all the feel good stuff? Because I generally like the ones that make you go, oh.
Yeah.
Those are
the
really
animal
good
ones.
And who
especially
was the guy that was in the Doritos ad that was like from Parkland or
something? Right.
He had that
was the time machine one.
Right.
Get off my lawn kind of thing.
Yeah. So there it's amazing because it's a we're talking about the best of the best. And if you don't like a commercial, there is a whole lot of time and money in developing for the last 364 days to get it right, and you don't like it.
There's a salute to old players in the NFL. I believe that's the Verizon commercial. I'll be watching for
too. Yeah, I know. I definitely enjoy the commercials. Here we go. We'll be right back with all of that next. 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Dow opening higher after the latest jobs numbers blows away expectations. Analysts expecting 170,000 new jobs last month. The monthly jobs report showing
304,000 jobs were created in the month of January, 296,000 in the private sector, 8,000 in the public sector. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4%. That's really where the furloughed workers come into this. The number of unemployed ticked up, 175,000 reporting as temporarily laid off.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. The U.S. suspends a landmark arms control treaty with Moscow.
Russia has jeopardized the United States security interests. And we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the pullout from the 1987 Nuclear Forces Treaty effective tomorrow. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No injuries in a multi-vehicle crash on I-74 last night. Three semis and three vehicles collided in the wreck that happened between the Neal and Lincoln exits. WCIA says emergency crews had to pry the semis apart because they had pushed together. State police said the slick roads played a role in the crash. A 30-year-old Champaign man who is accused of using a belt to discipline a child has been charged with aggravated battery to a child under age 13. Pasquale Simon is charged. The child apparently got in trouble on Monday for throwing a chair at school, then reportedly did the same thing at home. That's what prompted the man to hold the child down with his foot and hit the child 10 times with a belt. A man facing charges of unauthorized videotaping is surrendered to police. McShane Washington was accused of shooting video of a juvenile in a bathroom at a Champaign Hardee's last August. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We've got partly sunny conditions and a high of the freezing point of 32, 24 our low tonight. Fog could come our way late and into tomorrow morning. High 43, low 37, up towards 60 on Sunday, mid-60s on Monday. After being in the deep freeze, now we get the shorts out.
Let's go.
Temperatures at 16 now. ESPN 93.5.
Advertising analyst Elliot Mahon, how are you?
I'm doing good, Stevie. How are you?
Good. Okay. I love the commercials of the Super Bowl. How do you watch this thing?
You know, you really have to prep yourself. I know a lot of the major brands have started releasing their trailers even for their commercials.
Trailers for the commercial.
Right.
Trailers for, well, with $5 million, heck yeah.
It's like a mini movie. You just really have to amp it up, and that's what they're doing. M&M's. TurboTax and Bubbly have all released trailers, and a slew of other brands have released the ads wholesale. You can find them online, watch them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's just a really different game this year.
Okay, so anything grab you so far?
You know, I think that there's a lot of really funny ads. It's a lot of star power. You know, they always bring the heavy hitters. If you like rap, they've got 2 Chainz, Ludacris, Cardi B. If you like your more traditional movie stars, Harrison Ford. Forrest Whitaker make an appearance, Jeff Bridges.
Wow.
I think they're really pulling out all the stops this year.
All right, so it said $5 million for 30 seconds. How many are doing more than one?
You know, I think traditionally Pepsi always does more than one. Mm-hmm. They're one of the sponsors. They actually own Bubbly, which is running one of the other campaigns. So two of their brands are in there, Doritos, of course. And Budweiser has a really strong campaign this year. I don't know if they'll run multiple ones, but the one that they are running is great, classic Budweiser.
All right. How do the people analyze the results? If I have a 30-second commercial, how do I know it was worth $5 million plus the time of the ad agency and the production?
Right. I mean, it all comes down to ROI. You know, a lot of these brands do spend an enormous amount of money, and it is really a gamble for them. Strategically, we've seen brands spend enormous amounts of money and fail. Pets.com went out of business right after they dropped one of the funnier ads that ever aired on the Super Bowl. Same for the Wrangling Cats, which was EDS. I don't know that many people even remember the name of the company. If you remember the cat commercial, you remember the cats, but not them. But
yeah.
It really is a gamble.
Yeah. Okay. Your favorite commercial of all time, Elliot? What kind of commercial do you like? The funny? You like the touching? What do you like?
You know, I do like the touching ones. I'll go back to Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a couple of years ago where they had the puppy that kept trying to be friends with the Clydesdales. Oh, it was so touching.
No, it was good. And you remember that. And if you see Clydesdales, you think Budweiser, I think.
Exactly. And who doesn't love dogs, right?
No, I think animals are big time. How, if it's $5 million for the 30 seconds, what about the cost of making it with all the ad agency? What's the gross of something like that?
You know, I mean, you're exactly right. It's $5 million just for the time, which works out to about $175,000 per second. You put in there, you know, a couple million for each one of the stars that are in some of these. Some of these have multiple stars. The actual production time, you're looking at probably at least, you know, $10 million for some of these campaigns.
It's amazing. That's so much. Yet it's certainly become part of the deal. It really. What about product placement? Will we see any of that this year?
You know, I think you'll obviously see all of the branding all over the stadium. The big sponsors, like I mentioned, Pepsi, of course, is going all in. And they do always place their sub-brands. So there will be branding all over the place. And, you know, one of the absentees, Coke, will be running an ad before the Super Bowl, kind of teeing up the national anthem and trying to move their spot to open up the game, as it were.
Any surprises to alert us to, Elliot, that people say, wow, I didn't think they'd do that kind of thing?
You know, I will say there is something coming down the line that's a little bit reminiscent of that bizarre baby puppy monkey. I won't spoil it, but there's some bizarre things going on that I think are trying to capitalize on, you know, the meme internet economy right now.
All right, any predictions as who will win the advertising bowl?
You know, I think I'm going to go ahead and put my money on the big one. I think Budweiser's got a really strong ad. I mentioned that's one of my favorites, and the one they have this year is really strong.
Elliot, how do people find where you are, what you do, follow you, and anything like that?
Yeah, so I am currently a multimedia lead producer down here at DHD Films in Dallas, Texas. If you check out DHDfilms.com, you can find us and all of our work.
Awesome. Elliot, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. Elliot Mayen, M-A-Y-E-N. What do you say, D-H something
film? DHDfilms.com. Yeah, I always look for some of the stuff that people are talking about and say, oh, yeah, that's that one. So good stuff.
Yep, we'll check it out. Okay, get Ron Bailey going here. Blossom Basket Floors flower giveaway. That's next.
Hey, everybody. It's Shane here from Rosati's Pizza in Urbana, Illinois. Call me now. Reserve your delivery time. The big game. Got a great offer for you doing wings and pizza. Purchase any extra large pizza and get 6 free wings. Or purchase 2 dozen wings. We'll give you a free small pizza. Offers on top of offers. Big game. Get your spot in line. Get reserved. Get ready. I want to come see you. Call me today at 328-2334. Buy wings. Get pizza. Buy pizza. Get wings. We're both going to win. And remember, call Rosati's for the big game. 328-2334.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Gold, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards because
I was?
No. Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
Ah, the month of love. And 2 men in a truck, they love helping you move. And it's easy. Get your accurate moving estimate using your smartphone. Call, text, or email a move specialist. They'll walk you through the process. No need to have someone come to your house. Do it using your mobile phone. Accurate estimate. Take a panoramic picture. Accurate estimate. Less time getting a moving estimate. More time for eating chocolate hearts. Visit twomenchampagne.com for your accurate moving estimate.
Dare to Dream, Dream to Build event. Friday, February 8th at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign, hosted by the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois, benefiting Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County, and Build My Future. For tickets, visit daretodream2019.com.
Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Stevie. How are you?
Well, happy Friday. Good to have you on. Okay. Brian, are you there?
I sure am.
Brian Bloom, meet Ron Bailey. What is your story, my friend?
Hi, Ron. First, I want to tell you thank you for making this available, but I am, in minutes, I'll be on my way to Bloomington to visit with my daughter and my almost one-year-old grandson. And it's great to bring them a breath of fresh air in the form of flowers. Flowers always bring a smile. But their story is that grandson is truly a miracle. After years and years and years of trying to get pregnant through different medical issues and what like, they met a doctor from Indianapolis who, I guess, had the magic potion. And we're now proud grandparents of a grandson. So it's just awesome to be able to bring some fresh flowers to them.
Ron, what say you, my friend?
Well, this is great. This is what we love to hear, and we're just happy that we're able to be involved and be able to help bless this new mother and this baby.
Well, you called it a miracle, Brian. How long have they been trying?
Oh, they've been married for what is it now, 6 years?
Wow. And been trying all that time?
It looked like, I mean, I don't know how many times she was told it's not going to happen. Amen. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're told it's impossible, then you know it's a miracle.
Yeah, love it. Okay, we'll take care of that for you, buddy. Brian, thank you for sharing. Ron, at the Blossom Basket Florist, Valentine's Day a couple of weeks away, get something spectacular. Thank you, sir, for what you do to the community.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Brian. Good job.
Thanks to both of you.
Congratulations. That's Brian Bloom, our winner. Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket Florist, awfully, awfully nice. Of what they do.
Uh-huh.
So it's when he said, you know, they've been told, you know, I really had hit a nerve.
Uh-huh. Because
we went through the same thing.
That's right.
Okay, 8:45.
Your fans deserve fresh, not frozen. Don't cook. Watch the game. Let Addie's Barn Grill make your game day stress-free with the best takeout. Order ahead, then pick up what you want. Enjoy Addie's favorites like tasty wings, meatballs, sandwiches, and appetizers. Addie's restaurant quality eats show you're a super host. For takeout that's hot and ready, call Addie's at Stone Creek in Urbana or order online for a super celebration.
Now at Game Day Spirit Stores, get 20% off all orange apparel when you mention the Orange Out game at the counter. The Orange Out game is Tuesday night, February 5th at the State Farm Center. Illinois men's basketball plays Michigan State at 6 p.m., and the first 1,000 fans through the main doors will receive a free Orange Out t-shirt from Game Day Spirit. For more information about the Orange Out, visit the Facebook event and be ready for this all-out fan experience on February 5th, brought to you by Game Day Spirit.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
All right, 8:47 sports headlines.
Last night in Big Ten basketball, Purdue over Penn State 99-90. Tonight we'll have a number 5 Michigan and Iowa going at it, number 24 Wisconsin, and number 21 Maryland. Should be a good game for us. It's Nebraska at 1:15 tomorrow, and you can get your Kenny Battle bobblehead by adding him to your ticket. We've got a giveaway of all the Flying Illini as they celebrate the 30th anniversary. That's coming your way on the 20th that we'll do the big giveaway. You can also check out the reunion on Saturday the 23rd, get all the bobbleheads, plus a Lou Henson bobblehead, too. You're looking for the Tankart bobbleheads, texting that picture to 359-2255 to win.
Ohio State beat our Illini women's basketball team 78-70. Brandi Beasley with 23. Track and field hosting Nebraska, or out to Nebraska. Wrestling in Ohio State. Tennis will host Duke. Orlando over the Pacers 107-100. NHL action, the Blackhawks are at Buffalo. And, of course, Rams and Patriots in Atlanta on Sunday. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is celebrating Restaurant Week now through February 2nd. Enjoy their $9 lunch option with soup salad combo with curry chicken and rice and the kale and quinoa salad. Or try Big Grove's steak and chicken taco platters or one of their flat top burgers. At dinner, enjoy Big Grove's $19 three-course option, super salad, dessert, and choice of entree favorites like steak frites, chicken mole, pork belly and rice, or mushroom risotto. Pair three favorite micro beers with your meal for an extra $10. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown Champaign, where everyone's welcome.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to around the freezing point with partly sunny conditions, 24-hour low tonight. Some fog could be coming into the area. Be dense tomorrow before 10 a.m. High 43, partly cloudy, low 37 by Saturday night. 60 for Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature is at 16 on ESPN 93.5.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Houlihan's is celebrating Super Bowl Sunday with their Happy Apps and Drinks specials from 5 to close on February 3rd, $3.95. You can enjoy the chicken wings, buffalo or Thai style, classic spinach dip, Houlihan's shrooms, chicken lettuce wraps, or a couple of Houlihan's mini burgers. Drink specials include half-price bottles of wine, draft beer, $4 Bloody Marys, Long Islands and martinis, just under $5. Meet at Houlihan's First and St. Mary on Sunday before, during, or after the big game. Hashtag we're here for the commercials. Houlihan's.
Yeah, okay, so we'll decide which one wins when we come in with shorts and sunglasses on Monday.
That's right.
Because it's an amazing National Weather Service high of 65?
Yeah, well, and one says 68.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I was happy at 48.
43 by Tuesday, though, so.
And I think it's 7 above by Thursday.
Okay.
I mean, doesn't it deep freeze again? And
right.
Well, hey, it's February, and it's kind of up and down. That's kind of how it works.
Uh-huh.
Illinois basketball tomorrow. We gave out nice tickets earlier this morning for the 1:15 tip. This is going to be one we really need to win because the expectation is kind of ratcheted up after we beat Maryland. Nebraska has beaten us several times in a row, I believe, and so we need to beat Nebraska at home. They lost one of their best players for the year. So it's a game that you really need to win. Tuesday, I think, you know, all bets off when we play Michigan State. If you pull a Minnesota, the first time at the State Farm Center, we'll beat Michigan State with an effort like Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then you play Rutgers, who's much improved, just beat Indiana by 10 the other night. Rutgers at home is not going to be easy. But again, 2 out of 3 is what's expected here. And again, it'll be kind of a swing back to the doldrums, I think, if you don't pull it off, because the team's getting better. You're playing with more swagger and more confidence and just doing better and getting some good minutes from Tavion and Allen and some guys that are freshmen that are starting to see some more time as they should. And then we'll see what happens. I think if you get to 10, 11 wins this year, you're going to say, you know what? I saw some stuff that really gave me hope for next year. And then next year, you might turn some things around if Kofi, the big guy, comes in and is what we think he is. Because you're going to have some really nice players in the next year or so, I think, for Illinois basketball. So there's some hope there. And you know that spring football is just a few months away?
Wow.
We'll be talking about Lovie Smith's football team. And that's a big year coming up for them as well. There's no doubt about it.
Cardinals have their pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training on February 12th.
Yep.
So you got that.
You want to hang around Jupiter, Florida. And, you know, the Cardinals, I think, are done. You know, all these free agents, I'm telling you, I track it too much. But there were 284 free agents available, and 75, I think, have major league deals. And these are guys that in years past would have signed for way too much money, but they were experienced major league guys, 32 years old, still can do some things. And now the analytics are telling us that, you know, they're not as good as your 22-year-old class AAA guy.
Mm-hmm.
So go with the young guy that you control with $500,000 versus pay $7 million for a guy that's marginal.
I mean, it's business.
It is business, but the players are yelling collusion, the collusion, you're not signing us, and there's talk of a strike in 2022 and all that.
Oh, wow.
Players Association unhappy because their guys aren't getting the money. And they're surprised about Manny Machado. And Bryce Harper, who now, I guess, has people talking to the San Diego Padres. But it's not going to be the Cubs or Cardinals. White Sox could still get Manny Machado, which I think would be fascinating. But the bottom line is baseball is getting close, and we're all pretty darn excited.
That's right.
Okay.
So enjoy the game. Jane Dowler in Villa Grove. Greg Neff also won tickets from us yesterday from Champaign. Chris Cook from Homer going to that Rodney Carrington comedian show at the Virginia, February 28th.
Yep, and we just talked to Ron Bailey and gave out some flowers. Just a nice thing to do.
Ryan Bloom from Champaign,
yeah,
a winner.
Happy. How's that feel to be a grandparent?
Ah,
I heard it's fantastic.
Especially when you're trying
so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to have a little bit of a break, and we're going to see all the snow go away probably by Monday with the temperatures. All right, Diane, we'll meet then.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, and you as well, as we get ready. That's what Jared Max looks like. I have had Jared Max on quite a bit.
Really?
He's doing a live thing for Fox.
Okay.
Rams and Patriots. Yeah. Okay, great. We'll look for the commercials in Maroon 5 at halftime.
Stevie J salty over the Saints.
Just still struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Not fair. So just think of Trump and President and Russia collusion, the less believes it.
Okay.
They're not the appropriate opponent.
Right.
Have a blessed weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening. There are two